USA Radio News.
The most magical place on earth may lose its special self-governing power. The Florida Senate passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, who's transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. President Joe Biden convened with U.S. military leaders on Wednesday in an annual White House gathering. The meeting held special significance as the war in Ukraine enters a risky new phase and Washington plans more weapons assistance. Newsmax reports this annual military policy meeting rarely makes news, but heavy issues, including the invasion of Ukraine, has officials fearful about European security. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Game, set, no match, as Russia has been disqualified from Wimbledon. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
Wimbledon organizers announced Wednesday that Russia and Belarusian players will not be allowed to compete at this year's Grand Slam following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Wimbledon will be the first tennis event to restrict Russian athletes outright when it begins in June. Other organizations have allowed players from Russia and its ally Belarus to compete, but they cannot display their national flags or play their national anthems.
Avian flu, also known as the bird flu, is popping up all over the U.S. from Michigan to Minnesota. In New York on Wednesday, state officials there confirmed the discovery of bird flu in multiple wild bird species across the state. Officials in the U.S. are encouraging people to take down their bird feeders so the virus doesn't spread. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Title 42 and the southern border crisis is becoming the topic of conversation for both Republicans and Democrats alike.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expressing concerns about an increase of illegal immigrants at the southern border if the Biden administration lifts Title 42, the health directive imposed under the Trump administration to keep illegal immigrants out of the country during the pandemic. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of rescinding the act and believes the administration wants open borders.
Some people say, well, this is just another foolish idea by an administration that has become famous for foolish ideas. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The percentage of American employees testing positive for drugs last year reached its highest rate since 2001. The annual drug testing index by Quest Diagnostics found the overall positivity rate in drug tests was up to 4.6% in 2021 compared to 4.4% in 2020. Safety officials in New Mexico hit Alec Baldwin's ill-fated movie Rust with the maximum possible fine on Wednesday for violations on the set that contributed to the death of a cinematographer. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.